Well, Tom, first, there's only limited things that state and local governments can do to promote economic growth. They have to run balanced budgets. So unlike the federal government, they can't stimulate the economy by creating money or running a deficit or any of those things. But they're not powerless. When we're thinking about this, though, I think it's important to separate out short-term issues from long-term policies.
Well, why don't we start with some of the short-term remedies? What are some of the things that you would recommend, Hank, that would get people back to work now?
Well, in the short run, we could stimulate construction activity. That's always been the best path. Fortunately, the commuter rail system is now under construction, and that's very positive for our area. We could do more, but it requires borrowing money to invest in capital infrastructure. Some may be reluctant to do that, but actually interest rates are fairly low, so this is a good time to stimulate the economy. One example might be to move forward with the long-stalled Innovation Way project in East Orlando that would link UCF to Lake Nona's Medical City. That's a capital improvement project our community needs. By accelerating that project, we could stimulate a substantial amount of economic activity both directly in the construction sector and indirectly along that corridor.
And where would the money come from to fund that? You're saying we'd borrow it?
Yeah, we would borrow it. The local government would need to borrow it and initiate the project. But then we could repay it by special assessments on the benefiting properties. Thereby, the infrastructure that creates benefit would then be the source of the repayment of those revenues.
Of course, that particular project has many opponents. Some are concerned about suburban sprawl into a wilderness area, and some fear that public money will be spent and taxpayers won't see any benefit from that. So, you know, there are downsides to that type of project.
Well, sure. I mean, there's downsides to anything, but these kinds of publicly initiated public-private partnerships between the local governments and the property owners along the corridor that would benefit from the project. In that way, those private entities could secure the payment and thereby insulate the government from the risks of the project. Those structures have worked well for us. We've used them in other parts of our community, and this is the time to try to do more of that.
Well, to pursue that just a little more, Hank, putting aside what people may see as the pros or cons of that particular project, you seem to be saying that that kind of large public-private construction project is a good way to jumpstart the economy short term. Is that also, in your view, a viable long-term solution?
Well, we've been very effective in our community with public-private partnerships. The reason that we have Medical City is because of a substantial public-private partnership that brought the Burnham Institute here, that then gave rise to and supported the UCF Medical College, that then resulted in and helped support Nemours and the VA hospital. So all of that gets started through public-private partnerships. We've had a substantial history of that with Martin Marietta and the county supporting the relocation of Martin's things here. And so that's the kind of public-private partnership that we really need to explore.
Now, another project you've discussed recently, Hank, is the new Convention Center Hotel Complex for Daytona Beach. Would that also be a public-private partnership?
Sure, that would be another example. I mean, Daytona Beach has a wonderful ocean center. They expanded it. They have one convention center hotel. They desperately need another. In today's marketplace, it's impossible for the private ownership to be able to obtain a construction loan for that hotel at reasonable commercial rates. And so the option is to create a public-private partnership through a hotel authority that could issue bonds and thereby get that project that's so necessary moving forward. And those are the kinds of things that government can do that really can generate jobs and change the structure of small areas of the economy to create longer-term benefits, Tom.